Birch, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Birch, a bit about yourself and your interest besides politics.
I had an accounting background, good with numbers, but always been interested in people and I guess the way government works. So just a family man living at on the northern beaches in Sydney.
Birch, when you became involved in politics and especially with the online direct democracy?
Back in 2007, early 2007, I was concerned about some issues that happened, one in particular, which I felt was a view of the majority which was overturned by the government, and that was in Northern Territory, there was euthanasia was allowed. And what happened was the state government or the territory government turned around the rules so that people were no longer able to access euthanasia. And I felt that it was a situation where the majority were keen for that to be the way society was, but there was a few in government who decided that wasn't how it should be. Now, whether you believe in that or not, the concern was that, for me anyways, that there were things that were happening in government where the majority view of how we should be able to live in society wasn't fairly represented. So I began to consider how we could change, make the majority view more clearly heard in government. So I effectively started a political party. I got a political party registered. At that stage, it was called Senator Online. We later changed the name to Online Direct Democracy because the only way to change the system was to actually effectively infiltrate the current system or hack the current system to allow people to vote for a senator who would be committed in writing to carry out the views as per what the majority felt.
About the online direct democracy, how is it different from the traditional political parties?
Well, it's very different in the sense that members of parliament have signed a written commitment that they will act in accordance with the online polling as carried out by online direct democracy to determine what a clear majority view is, so that rather than have any policies and be able to tell you and look in your eye and tell you things that then we will change our mind on, we won't be able to do that. We have committed in writing that we will act in accordance with the clear majority view of the people every time, rather than just be considerate of that at election time.
So the personal views of the candidates doesn't matter?
We're keen to have candidates have personal views, and the candidates' views would be on the website to help give people consideration to what they might vote. But notwithstanding their personal views, they have to carry out the views as per the majority. That's not in some ways different to political parties, because notwithstanding your views in a political party, you've got to vote in accordance with that political party's view. Our political party's view is going to be the view of the majority.
Say, online direct democracy have several senators and there is a vote on refugees. How would they proceed? Would they vote against each other?
It's possible that they could vote against each other, because the House of Representatives candidates, if they were elected, would vote in accordance with each of their divisions, each of their areas, so that if one area was supportive of a particular refugee issue, then they would obviously vote that way. But if one area was against it for whatever reason, then the other area would vote that way. So in our model, depending on who you're representing, whether that's a House of Representatives seats or whether that's the state seats, your view is likely to be that of the, if there's sufficient interest within your electorate, your view will be as per the majority view of your electorate. So yes, you could vote. We could get candidates that vote against each other.
Mm. And how the party elects its candidates?
The candidates simply apply to the party to be a candidate, and and we have a look, and depending on what they're committing to do in terms of their promotion of their candidacy, and obviously they've got to sign the undertaking, then they'll be appointed candidate for their area.
How many candidates do you have in the upcoming July elections?
We have 14 candidates. We've got, in New South Wales and Queensland, we'll have four Senate candidates, two in each state, and then we've got two candidates in House of Reps candidates in Queensland, and six in New South Wales, one in Northern Territory, one in West Australia. In fact, I think we've got two in Northern Territory, to be honest. And I think that adds pretty close to the 14 or 13.
Is this the first elections the party is contesting?
It's the first election under the new model of online direct democracy. When I say new model, previously we were called Senator Online and we were only running for Senate seats. Now we're changed the model where the where we have House of Representatives who are going to be telling their division that they've signed the undertaking that they will vote in accordance with what their division, what their electorate, their area determines as a clear majority. And additionally, we'll be also running Senate candidates.
Bert, are you making any efforts to reach out to people with limited English background or limited access to internet?
Not at this stage, because we've really got to get in before we start the process of ensuring that everyone, as far as practical, gets access to the polling. Now, there's obviously, as you're alluding to, a portion of the people, whether they be in very remote areas or in aged care, for example, or some other situation where they don't have immediate access or easily access to the internet. Now, that's certainly these days, that's very rare. And my view is that we will try and accommodate those as best we could. And in doing that, I guess we'd be encouraging family members and other contacts to be able to register on their behalf and carry their vote for them, you know, and vote online. You know, we still might do some sort of situation where they'd still be able to register, but they might have to actually get someone who's got access to the internet to register for them. And carry their vote out for them. So I think there's ways to get around most of it. At the end of the day, though, you can't realistically capture everyone, but very much we're very much of the view, and certainly I'm absolutely of the view, that if we've got 80-85% of the people who've got access, and those people, they'll be a good representation of what the population are after. So they'll carry pretty much the voice of the whole population, which I think will be okay. It's hard to get an exact ideal situation, but I think what we're really doing here is giving direction and mandate to the government and allowing people to be able to engage and get involved, albeit only 85% of the people easily. That's still a much better position than we're in today.
Bergis is a new approach to democracy. Are you getting enough attention and coverage from the media?
The longer answer is that it's very hard when there's so many minor parties, all with different agendas, to get what you feel is enough attention. Certainly, I absolutely believe government is our most important institution that we've got. It determines how much tax pays, where that tax money is spent, the social attitudes of people through education programs. It's all-encompassing. And not to have people engaged in with the technology that we've got today that would allow easy engagement is not a way to run the best government we can. So, look, do we get enough attention? No. Why is that? Is because the major parties obviously soak up the vast majority of it, and then there's so many other minor parties. Will that change? Look, probably not. But we're going to keep trying. And we appreciate people like yourself to give us some time on the radio.
It's a pleasure, Bert. How can people get involved in the party?
They can just simply log on to our website. So if they search online direct democracy, they'll find it on the internet, and just become a member. The membership's free, and that's and then just look for us on the ballot paper when they vote. I guess the other thing is obviously they can post us on or mention to people on their Facebook page that they've joined the party. Look, this is the first election we're running as online direct democracy. I'm certainly getting the feeling that the population is a lot more willing to look at the concept than it was back when I started in the first election in 2007. They're keener to have a better government. So I think the time is with us. I don't think this election we will achieve any seats, but I think we'll do a lot better than we did previously, and I think our model is actually quite good in terms of now starting to get people more involved at a grassroots level.
Birch, thank you for your time and the interview, and good luck with the elections.
No, thanks very much for your time.